This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So we're holding over here, actually, in the middle of a shtickle. It's on page 491 is the beginning of the shtickle. It's a Torah Samincha. Talmud Rashba, a long shtickle about the Ramazim and Sidus in the Mishkan and the Kalev, and he gives a whole understanding of what each of these elements, what they all are. The piece we're holding is 493. It's the last part of it, and a little more obscure, and he says so. We'll try to make our way through it. For Im Kolzeh, Yesoid Niska Venel Mishkan and Kalev, Lita Darsh Barabim. So I'm not sure why he printed it. I guess he's relying on people not to learn it. And we meant it is bein beteda betazgil midas ha'oirech va'roicha va'goyva shal kli ha'mishkan. You'll understand all the different measurements in the mishkan. Ube mishkal zov akesef ne'er v'adonim u'mikshas ha'ner k'pasach ruvim. Now, he doesn't actually go into any of that, but I think what he means is that there's a reason why there has to be an exactitude to all of these things, why it's so specific. Physical items have properties that when I have the right combination of metals, it has this and this strength, this and this flexibility, this and this magnetism, and so on. Different items, different physical items possess properties that are called tsuras. The word tsura here means a property that is not the thing itself. It could be a color, it could be strength, it could be anything like that. And it has to be exact. In other words, for metal to have a certain strength, it has an exact measure and so on. V'im yechsa yad ev toichem echad me'evor yachoy mo, if there's something missing, you won't see that it come out specifically. So let's take an example, biology. Proteins have properties because one of the reasons is because they fold in a certain way. It's not only the chemical composition, but they fold in a certain way. If it's slightly off, you don't get the properties that you would expect from it. So all physical items, in order to get the next level of properties, need to be very specific. If there's something amiss with some of the vital organs, you don't have at all a tzura of a person. You can't have mix and match that the properties associated with one type of chayma will go on to another chayma. And certainly not tzuras adam. Okay, the guf chayma ha'adam lo yislabesh b'tzuras ha'adam ela imken yachayma hu al tachlis ha'shleimus b'toich nevar nafshin. So unless a person is physically matches up what a human being needs, you're not going to get the next layer. In other words, personality and content and so on. So then when the body is perfect in terms of, you know, whatever is necessary for its composition, it's going to start growing. It will get the nefesh atzamachas, which is the lowest type of nefesh. Then you get the tenua of the ruach, which is emotion. Once the guf has that nefesh in it, now it can have the nefesh asichlis. So it's like a series of, dolls within dolls. Every single layer requires solomar. So let's take a simple example that we can relate to. If I want to have something, if I want to have a Zoom session, so the computer has to have all the parts that a computer needs, and that gives me the physical computer upon which I can have a program written and a program executed. And now this program will actually create these pictures. So you have layers on layers on layers. Each one is a prerequisite for the next one. A physical computer that is fully functioning will not yet be a platform for Zoom. You need to have software on it that's fully functioning. The software needs to have the hardware. So the guf and the nefesh Hashem is the same. If I don't have the physical guf that's a prerequisite, there's nothing coming. If I have a physical guf and I don't have the nefesh in it, the nefesh tzomachas, there's not going to be the biological nefesh is not in it. We're not going to have the emotional nefesh and the ruchnistic nefesh and so on. Each one is layered on top of the other one. So there are three layers in a person. So it's piled up one on top of the other and so on. That's true about a human being and his ruchnistic tzura. Just like the person you won't get a neshama unless everything underneath it is in place. Kach kvod hashchina i'efshe sheyisra lachayim banu umiyusad mishuchal ketavnis amekrav al yayna. You must have a platform in this world that's fitting. V'zer sha'im b'chol mokem mitavnisa shemar bahar kikol ha'mishkan mechseyo krashav krashav b'richov abudav v'danav kulo dugma yaynis. Now, I want to point out something which is very, very significant over here. Let's go back to the marshal of a person. A neshama, we believe, exists independent of a guf. So when I talk about the prerequisites for having a neshama, I'm not talking about prerequisites for a neshama to exist. I'm talking about the prerequisites for the guf to have a neshama inside it. In other words, if I want a neshama to be here, unless the guf has what it takes to have life in it, and unless there's a life force in it, there's not going to be a neshama in it. So we're talking about the what it takes a neshama to be in a person. The same thing, hashruas hashchin in this world is only possible when you have what it takes to have the Shekhinah there. So that means you must form and shape the Tachtoinim so that it becomes a Kli Kibul for Yoinim. U'keshem sheish ba'adam sholosh merkavos. O'itayim ha'noisim ha'choyme. Merkava noisim l'koyach ha'tzameach v'koyach ha'tzameach v'koyach ha'yunim v'koyach ha'yunim v'koyach ha'yunim. Just like by a person of three layers. Kachoye b'mishkan. Hamishkan v'keila merkava la'onon. Ha'onon la'esh v'esh l'kvayr ha'shchinah. Aurich siv keshuka ma mishkan by chasa onus a moed, a quodashim lesa mishkan. The Asia Kuluba onan, Alasigal Gahama Mache or Asia Sibisufika Anna Shaman Mishkan, even the Asia Laila boy. So the Mishkan was prepared in a way that it can have the different layers of it. Let's talk a little bit about a nimshel for it, a marshal for it, which I think is important to understand it. The we had a Rabbeinu B'chaya before by Moshe Rabbeinu and the snare and the giluyim. A person's first understanding of a likus starts with seichel and das, understanding kifi erech and seichel. It then goes to Ruach HaKodesh and finally to Nevuah. These are all layered one on top of the other. An idiot can't have a Nevuah. Yes, it does say that Bizman as it was given over to Tipshim, but to Shaitim. But whatever it is, Nevuah is a deeper understanding that lies ensconced in a more physical understanding. So just like when we teach children abstract ideas, it starts with understanding it in a physical form. And so if a child asks, what is justice? So the first marshal idea here is, if you hit somebody else, I'll hit you. That's a very graphic example of something, but in graphic terms, in physical terms, it sort of portrays the concept of justice. As a child gets older and the more refined, he begins to understand more the idea behind it. That's the same thing. The Shechina to be in this world requires layers, and there's Anan, there's Eish, and Kavah Shechina. So these are progressively higher envelopes to contain the Shechina. Each one is a guide to the next one. So now he asks Akasha, Vayikshach HaMaymer HaSinai, Shloya HaLasin HaTavos HaMishkan Kelor, V'im Kol Zeh Shalom Kol HaShechina. So you ask the obvious question, well, Maymer HaSinai, so you see, could be done. In other words, normally you learn that Hashem chooses not to do, and you know he only wants it where there's a mishkan and everything. So then he wanted an exception. Then we could live with that. But he's telling you it's impossible. Everything for something to be called a mocker for something else, there's prerequisites. Where was the Sinai? Sha'oyse maimed. So he says it's not daima. Why? Sha'oyse maimed panim bepanim haya. The fun of it came achol liad yavoy shilu. So he says, first of all, this maimed was a maimed ponim al ponim. There never was such a maimed, there will be such a maimed. And that's why they could not be mekabel at koyach. But omer va'atalom anomus es chana eshak berlazois im yoisfin on the shmeres kol hashem akein oed v'masnu. Ksib dabat imonim nishma al demon al kim pen nomus. V'kabolu oimer nafshi yotze v'dabrei. So he's answering, he seems to touch on two, three different nekudas, which in different ways address it. The first one is, he says, sha'oyse maimet panim b'panim haya. So I think what he means, panim b'panim, means that it didn't require seeing and the hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu within a different context. I had it myself, which is something that never will happen, never happened. It happened once. It's as opposed to a normal gilui, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is some place, kaviyochol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Beis HaMikdash, in Har Moriah. Let's go up to the mountain and let's greet him there. So Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a makom, and we are we're going there. In Har Sinai, there was no makom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu connected to us. In Beis HaMikdash and in Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects with a place, Ala makom Hashem Hashem. And here is Panim al Panim, a unique amayment. That's one nekuda that he seems to say. Then he says, that's why they were so overwhelmed, because it was not firmly entrenched. Let's give a dogma, a simple dogma. If let's say we have a lot of background information on a certain topic. And we know a lot of the Hakdamas. And then somebody comes along and adds to that, or makes a point of that, we usually can understand it. Whereas if let's say somebody comes and I have to deal with a dozen new pieces of information, I can't do, I lose it. It's when a person says a shir about something that I have no familiarity with, and every single point is a new point, it just it overwhelms. So here also, it was an overwhelming experience because there was a lack of this. So this seems to be a second teretz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can appear in different places, but as far as we're concerned, it will blow us away. Then he says a third point. Now, it's very hard. I don't know exactly. Is he saying loizu afsu? Is he saying all of them voidei shleiman? I'm not sure how it is, but these are points it makes. The third thing he says, there was these three things where they're also, albeit in a different form, but they were there. So the different nekudas that he's saying seem a bit to be size each other, the different approaches. I'm not sure. I don't have any way of really knowing what the pshat over here is. But the points are really important points. Now, once again, let's go back to because I think this is where it's most relevant for us. Whenever we try to understand things that are abstract, not physical concrete things, you can go with layers. You can say, you know, a person understands a certain level of mufshatus, of abstraction. Now, once that level became something familiar to the person, he can do the next one. He can do one after that. If you try to jump from nothing to something very deep, so let's give an example, like in lumdus. If a person has never been exposed to lumdus and his thinking is extremely physical, you know, kind of only tangible items. If you try to go very deep, it just no shaychus. It's the ideas are just floating, and they're not really something meaningful. If the person has been osek in lomdis, in understanding, and he builds up a certain level of sophistication, that becomes the bedrock for the next level and the next level. So things that are far from us need to have these different layers of understanding. And therefore, these are the different layers, merkavas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to be shaykh in the Shechina. Then he says another point regarding the Maimir HaSinai. V'chol ma she'sigo akol ba'is ha'maimir ha'godol ba'kodesh adei charodo v'reses v'zeya. G'siv v'yecha kolom ha'shab ha'machne. V'ksiv v'yarem v'inu v'yamdu v'rochik. V'chol zeya v'pnei she'sigo amitas mitzi'usoy ha'soga g'mura. So he's adding, I think, another point of Hezbeh, in the sense that they did not, the Yira, the Vayechad Kamshav Machne, is because these were ideas and understandings that were beyond them. In other words, anything, the Klal Gadol is anything that I can assimilate within, that I can understand, assimilate, and take possession of it, doesn't scare me. When I'm overwhelmed by something, I'm scared. It's bigger than me. That almost the literal translation of the word overwhelming. Their grasp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being overwhelmed by it, not assimilating it, not drawing it in and assimilating it. The So you find this type of expression that there will not be charoder as a zeh. You find it l'marshal b'salachti b'soichem. Rashi says, "I'm going to walk, and you won't be scared of me." What does that mean? What's the point of it? Like, what does it mean that we won't be scared of it? I mean, does it mean our Kaddish Baruch Hu will make a nace, will give us volume, will tone down the fireworks? What exactly do we mean over here? And the answer is, things that overwhelm us, frighten us. It's something which we can't wrap our minds around, becomes something that overwhelms us by definition. If our minds are expanded and we can understand and include it, then we don't have the reaction of this. So it says, there actually says in Shashir, will be retired with us and we won't be scared. The not being scared is the result of having the ability to include the Dvar Hashem in our Metzias. So it's a result of having a bigger capacity to understand. So on. Like Chazal say, that they'll be pointing with a finger. So what I do get a little bit a sense is, even though we're not going to have the physical achanis that a Mishkan has, the honor, the eish, and so on, those are a gather of a merkava HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's some element of prep. It's not something that's going to be within us, but it will be mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Becholzes will come to, with some layer of achana. Okay.
Shiva.
Yes.
How does this fit with the musig of Zekeli van Vayu after Kriyas Yamsov? It seems like they weren't overwhelmed. They weren't hachanas and things like that.
So Zekeli means it's an identification of Hashkacha, that this is what is, he's the one who's saving us. It's clear to us that's Ma'aseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not understood really to be Hasaga and Tfisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Noch is a Gilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of what he is. In Kriyas Yam Suf, we saw the ultimate in how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves Klal Yisrael, cares for Klal Yisrael. That's what we saw. Anoich Hashem Elokecha, we were oimed on an oimek in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and his ratzon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us. He said Anoichi, which is a gilui, and he told us what his kaviyachol ratzon is and chachma is. So that's the difference, I think, between the two giluim over here. Okay, the next one is an Abarbanel, and he speaks about the Indian of learning Karbanis Bisman Azeh. There's Nakedas or Ilvachai, they all say very similar things. In general, the Abarbanel a lot of times includes chunks of Akedah, without attribution. It's, we understand correctly, it wasn't unusual. But our component, this piece is very similar. Layala Belibcha Shasipur Bailam and Mysa Mission Kalo Seneca Rossi, Masoak Rossi, and see him being a Kahanim, or Shah's Ron Shaver Darius Haim. Atoshnak Begolos Ainla tells me Dossam. So a person can say, you know what? What's the point of it? I mean, they know how loch is not a gear. Vechena Mitzis at Louis Barrett's, and you saw this Betiris, a Kahanim to Mosson. Mata Shashnak be Dossam. Kihine Achuva Bezehi. Shekola Yonim Shaboa Betera Meizimin Shiyu, Hine Ika Kavona Behem Shiyu Besefe Chochma El Yoina, the Limit Aloikiba. Ye Ainu Kol Daledas as Yeshim Hashem as Sergis Yasehima. Every single, all of these mitzvahs and in Yonim have a stichotin. In other words, the tzivui of what to do is a palyayt of it. But knowing what to do also means we understand what it is, how it is, and so on. So the Torah says it's not the how-to manual as much as it is what is manual. So all of these inyanim all the inyanim that is gal in Torah, maise is something that brings out the chachma avana, but the chachma avana law is the core of sefer. For the chen hayamashi dana yom inyanim mishkan mekelov imre mazeim moilon yom azeh. And that's why knowing and understanding Mishkan and everything about it is as significant to us as when you could do it. So learning and understanding it gives us the Havana, the Tfisa. So he puts in a line here. Kimoy she yoil hamaisuk shenase lehamid nega yoncha yosakimosa. Just like the maisa, the point of the maisa is to give you a sense, a feeling, an understanding, because a maisa evokes an understanding. So to the etzem limur over here. So this is the explanation of all the Chazal of if a person is if you learn Kabbalah, it's Kili Makrif Kabbalah and so on. I want to point out a thing about the Maisa here. So it does sound like that Be'emes, we could do away with the Maisim and just sit and learn. So if a person is Loimit Shalom Aslasis, so he has the Askola and the Havana and all these things, he might be missing this Nekuda of the year that comes out from the Maisa and so on and so forth. That's what's saying. And this was a complaint against much the Rambam. The Rambam sounds very much like that. That the purpose of all the mitzvahs is just to understand and to know and so on. So I think it's important to put a finger on the word knowing in the sense that we talk about over here. If someone tells me, if someone gives me information and I memorize it, and I can get 100 on a test, so I can spit it back, that's called knowing in English. The in the sense that we're talking about here, knowing means knowing to be true. I know that he's a ganav means that I believe it. It means that I recognize this as being true. It's a hakara pnimis. It's not just so if somebody tells me a fairy tale, then I can and I can spit the fairy tale back. In English, that's called, well, I know the story. But in Lashon Kodesh, I wouldn't use the word yedia and so on. What it means is this thing is real to me. I know this to be true. I recognize, maybe recognize would be the best word for it. I recognize this as so. If a person has mitzvah maisius, he sits and he has chois tefillin to wear, and he knows all hachos tefillin backwards and forwards, and he knows all kisvei arizal on tefillin and backwards and forwards. He doesn't wear tefillin, so the person he knows the stuff, but he doesn't. He does not really know tefillin. He doesn't recognize it as an emes. And therefore, a person who has a chance to do a mitzvah and is not doing it, then the knowledge he has is memory, but it's not the way we understand it to be. And therefore, any mitzvah we could do and a person doesn't do, it's a mockery. Then the knowledge he has is just like if a person studies anthropology, and he can tell you about all the minhagim of a certain tribe somewhere, and how they chase away the ghosts and the spirits, and what they do to appease the gods, he could tell it to you flawlessly. But you know, he obviously thinks it's all nonsense. So I wouldn't use that word that we're talking about, the lahaskil and ladas and so on. But mitzvahs that we don't have, and we chalish to have, like the karbanis, and so on, then the knowledge itself can become that. If we learn it and we treat it very, very, you know, if it's something that we inherit, then it becomes something that talks to us. So any mitzvah that we can't do, and we learn it because it's emes and it's right, then we have the Bible that he talks about over here.
Is it fair to assume that there's still, all being said, there's still a ke'ilu there, meaning that b'zman hazeh, l'maisa, if you just learn it, since we can't do it, there still has to be some kind of ke'ilu, or I assume, no?
Well, it says ke'ilu, I guess so. There's a story about a rabbi, I forgot which one, that, you know, they're very makpetit fish Friday night, and there was no fish. They didn't have any fish. So instead, he learned Mamari Zayr about fish. When he finished, he went to wash his mouth out. So I guess that ke'ilu is a real ke'ilu. I guess in his ke'ilu, it's ke'ilu ke'ilu. But yes, it's never as powerful as the Maisa, but the Maisa evokes. But at least there's a makom for it. Okay. Etvach.